This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This spring, students all over Vermont are practicing taking a new standardized test that will measure their progress towards new academic standards called the Common Core. It's called the Smarter Balanced Test, and it's taken completely online. Schools are holding practice sessions so that the bugs can be worked out. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes us to one of those dry runs in the Upper Valley.
Here at the Newton School in South Stratford, students in grades 3 through 8 usually score very well on the paper and pencil NECAP reading and math tests. Those tests will no longer be used. So Principal Greg Bagnato is a bit nervous about switching to the new computer-based exam. The school's had to equip each laptop with a secure connection to the test site and with software to close internet browsers to avoid cheating. Students have to follow complex instructions perfectly to log in.
So all that stuff kind of gets kids in an emotional way before they even start the test. So I think one of the biggest challenges is having a testing experience in which the kids aren't worried about logging in and getting the right screens, I guess.
From his office, he strolls down the hall to get the headphones and computers he'll need to give the practice test to about 15 sixth graders. Inside that classroom, he passes out all the hardware, quiets them down, and gets things rolling.
Okay. Okay, next thing is when you guys do this test for real, you're going to put in your information right there. Okay? It's really different than the paper one, like the NECAP you did last year.
The kids start logging in with their names. Some miscopy passwords from the blackboard, and they get frustrated when a few computers stubbornly hang on to internet browsers they're not supposed to have, even though they've tried to close them. All told, it takes about 20 minutes for the screen of questions to open. As fingers start to fly, Bagnato glances at his laptop screen showing the progress of each test taker in real time.
And then you can see how many questions they're kind of going through. One good thing about this test is you can stop it and then start up later. Yeah, and there's no time limit, so they can continue it, stop it, start after lunch or whatever they need to do. It's more flexible for sure.
The test poses different questions to different students based on their previous answers, so that each student is being measured at the highest possible level of accomplishment. Many answers, except for writing samples, are automatically scored as the test progresses. At the end of the practice session, with teacher Diane White looking on, Principal Bagnato asks who liked taking the test on a computer to raise their hands. About 5 out of 15 go up.
Okay, great. What else is different?
It has longer things to read, so longer passages, and then there's more questions about it.
Yeah. Do you mean compared to the NECAP?
Yeah. And it's actually
smaller. Do people agree it's a longer things to read?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Paul?
Personally, comparing it to the NECAP, I think that it's a little bit harder to do on the computer because there's more things going on at once and too much stuff crammed into one little space.
Okay, so what you need to do is close your browser.
As the students head to another class, Bagnato says he thinks this practice went pretty well, given the number of things that could have gone wrong. He hopes sessions like this will cut down on the stress kids feel when they have to log in for real later this term. But the results will not be used to measure schools themselves this year, because older students may not have had enough exposure to the new Common Core curriculum to be able to answer questions aligned to it. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.